Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Rourke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Throneberry. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito scores. Cash moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to third. Boros moves to second. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Colavito moves to third. Cash moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thornberry. Wood reaches second base with a double. Colavito scores. Cash scores. Boros moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Billy Heft now pitching. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. Rourke strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Brandt goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Tigers. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roark for a passed ball. Gentile moves to third. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-2 in the game. Roark hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Dave Philly pinch hits for Billy Heft. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Breeding moves to third. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Breeding tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, Orioles, 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Brandt moves to second. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Thronberry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Triandos is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wood takes first base on ball four. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 3 in the game. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 3 in the game. Bunning takes first base on ball 4. Roark moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Roark moves to third. Bunning moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. Roark scores. Bunning moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Snyder reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's Tigers, 5, Orioles, 5. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Marv Throneberry. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Terry Fox now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Robinson now playing right field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash is walked intentionally. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards second. Breeding scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Colavito moves to third. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilhelm bunts in front of the plate. Rourke catches it and throws to first to double up Hansen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 0-for-4 in the game. Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles, two doubles, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Breeding hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wood reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Orioles 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boros hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Boros reaches second base with a double. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Mike Roark. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boros scores. Wood moves to third. It's 6-5, Tigers. Bubba Morton pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Terry Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to home to get Wood. Morton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now catching. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 5. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.